Last night, we heard firsthand from the parents at the centre of the surrogacy row that's really gripped the nation over the last couple of weeks. It's alleged the Australian couple David and Wendy Farnell abandoned one of their surrogate children born in Thailand. The 21-year-old Thai surrogate says the Farnells took the baby girl, but not her twin brother, who suffers from Down syndrome and a congenital heart disorder. Well, last night, the Australian couple denied those claims on 60 Minutes.
We wanted to bring him with us, but things were happening that we couldn't bring him. The surrogate mother wanted to take our girl.
We just want to get our son back, but don't know how to.
We don't know how to.
Who can help us?
We don't know how to do it.
David and Wendy Farnell speaking on 60 Minutes last night. And this story has reopened the debate about the laws around surrogacy and whether or not we should allow commercial surrogacy arrangements in this country. Dr. Liz Bishop is from the Michael Kirby Centre for Public Health and Human Rights at Monash University. Liz Bishop, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thanks, Fran.
Liz, there's been an international outcry to this story. What's your reaction to this story as we understand it anyway?
Without going into any of the details, because I think they're hotly in dispute from both sides, what I think it has highlighted is that contract law is no place whatsoever for dealing with the birth of a child. It really does not treat the child in any other way than a commodity. It opens up so many doors to child trafficking. It opens up doors to children not being meeting expectations, if we're going to use the language of contract, and therefore being either abandoned, not only in this case, as is argued, but also overseas in India and in Russia, where there are also a lot of children being born to Australian families in surrogacy.
So if you follow that through, there's no place for contract law, basically, in terms of having children. That would suggest you don't support any kind of commercial surrogacy, domestic or international.
No, I don't, actually. I feel that a child is not a commodity. I understand that there are parents who are desperate to have children, and for them this feels like the only way. And I equally understand that there are surrogates who can earn more in 9 months than they can in 9 years. So I know that there are a lot of competing desires on both sides, but I think it lost in commercial surrogacy is the welfare of the child and the best interests of the child.
This case has certainly, I think, damaged the notion anyway, if not the practice of international commercial surrogacy. It's already seen some clamping down in Thailand and India, we know, is going through law changes because of cases like this, really, that have been controversial and drawn international attention to it. That's brought people back to the notion of should we allow commercial surrogacy in Australia rather than Australian couples going overseas and paying overseas in developing countries. What do you think of that notion? Is there any chance of that happening in this country, do you think?
I'm not going to be surprised if we end up with some version of commercial surrogacy to an extent that is greater than altruistic surrogacy.
Can you just fill us in on the state of the law at the moment? There is some altruistic surrogacy in Australia, but not commercial, is that right?
Yes, altruistic surrogacy is allowed in most states in Australia, but nowhere allows commercial surrogacy. Some states allow for couples or individuals who want children through commercial surrogacy to go overseas, but three states in Australia don't. And if you bring a child of a commercial surrogacy arrangement back to either of those states or territories, you risk imprisonment and fines. So we have a very, very sort of mapped area of laws.
Putting aside your sort of your personal view that, you know, you don't think we treat children as a commodity, do you think this does strengthen the case, though, for the Australian government to consider commercial surrogacy in this country?
I think it strengthens the case for the Australian government to get involved in the international discussions at The Hague in relation to making all the laws in relation to surrogacy much stronger in the way that they are in relation to international adoption. And I think it strengthens the case for all of the Australian governments, because it is a state issue, to sit together and work out what will prioritise the best interests of the child and the welfare of the child over and above those who will go elsewhere seeking. So I do believe that this will lend its weight to a discussion around a form of surrogacy in Australia that is more than just meeting the costs of the surrogate, but is less than putting a high value on the creation of the child in a financial sense.
Okay, all of which happens with the caveat that you actually don't think surrogacy by and large is a good idea. Liz, thank you so much for joining us on Breakfast.
My pleasure, Fran.
Dr. Liz Bishop is from the Michael Kirby Centre for Public Health and Human Rights at Monash University.